This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress may go forward with a second round of impeachment if Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet do not immediately remove President Trump from office. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Pelosi is challenging several cabinet members by name.
Are they ready to say, in the next 13 days, this dangerous man can do further harm to our country?
Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer say Pence and the cabinet should invoke the 25th Amendment to forcefully remove the president. If not, they say Congress may do it for them through impeachment. No cabinet members have publicly expressed support for removing him, though several are believed to be sympathetic to the idea. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao resigned today in protest of the Capitol attack. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists and laying the blame for the violence squarely at President Donald Trump's feet. During remarks in Wilmington, Delaware on Thursday, Biden said people should not call the hundreds of Trump supporters who broke into the Capitol protesters.
They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
The House and Senate certified Biden's Electoral College win early Thursday morning after a violent throng of pro-Trump rioters spent hours Wednesday running rampant through the Capitol. One woman was fatally shot. Three others died of other sources. Windows were bashed and the mob forced shaken lawmakers and aides to flee from the building. An update on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.69%, the S&P added 1.48%, and the NASDAQ gained 2%.